Unit 2. Students' Book. E. Cultural Beachhead. Roman 3. Cultural Chessboard. Page 87. Look at the six cultural items below. Listen and read.
The Milkman. Milk in glass bottles is delivered to English homes every day except Sunday. The milkman is a familiar figure who knows everybody and everybody knows him. He arrives in a little van early in the morning and makes so much noise putting the bottles on the front doorsteps that people hardly need an alarm clock.
The Anzac biscuits, also known as the Army biscuits, came about during the First World War, around 1914-15. They are named after the Australian and New Zealand Army Corps. The wives, mothers and girlfriends of the Australian soldiers were trying to send food to the fighting men. Here was a problem. The food was carried in ships that didn't have any refrigerators. Because the journey by ship sometimes took 2 months, little of the food sent remained edible. Some women came up with an answer. They started to make biscuits that used fewer ingredients, and they shipped well because they were harder. The Anzac biscuit is in fact a long shelf life biscuit substitute for bread. The biscuits are very, very hard. Some soldiers preferred to grind them up and use them as porridge.
Wimbledon is a tennis competition that takes place every year in Wimbledon, south of London, and is one of the most important international tennis events. Wimbledon is also a typically English social event, especially among middle-class people, and it is traditional to eat strawberries and cream there. It is very difficult to get tickets for the important games, and some people sleep outside the tennis ground to get a chance of buying tickets.
Jesse Owens was a black American athlete who won 4 gold medals, the 100-metre and 200-metre sprints, the long jump, the 400-metre relay, as a member of the United States team at the 1936 Olympic Games in Berlin. Adolf Hitler, then dictator of Germany, walked out of the Olympic Stadium rather than congratulate Owens. Owens later promoted athletics among America's youth.
Pretzels. According to legend, pretzels were invented by an Italian monk during the Middle Ages because he wanted something he could give to children who memorized their prayers. He rolled dough into a long rope and shaped it so it looked like arms folded in prayer. He called his salty treats pretiolis, Latin for little gift.
Frankfurters were originally produced in Frankfurt am Main and were only made out of pork. In 1805, Johann Georg Lahner, a Frankfurt-trained butcher, moved to Vienna and produced frankfurters containing a combination of beef and pork, and called them Wiener Frankfurter Wurst, Vienna Frankfurt sausage. Since the Viennese-style frankfurters taste much better than the real frankfurters, people, especially from Austria and North America, usually have the Viennese variant of frankfurters in mind when talking about frankfurters. These Franks were later brought to America by German immigrants in the 19th century. In South Slav languages, they are called Hrejnoke, probably because the cookbooks in the 19th century recommended that they should be served with grated horseradish.